Hello, and welcome to the 10th and final DWF Middle East Out with the Old, In with the New podcast. My name is Sally Matoko, and I'm joined by Omar Sharif. Throughout the course of our podcast series, the DWF employment team have discussed the key changes affecting the DIFC employment regime as a result of the enactment of the new DIFC employment law. This is our final topic on the new DIFC law, and today we are going to discuss about the provisions surrounding termination for cause under the new law. By way of background, the new DIFC employment law mandates that an employer or employee may terminate their employment relationship with immediate effect for cause in circumstances where the conduct of one party warrants termination and where a reasonable employer or employee would have terminated the employment as a consequence thereof. Omar, how has termination for cause changed under the new law?
Under the former DIFC employment law, if an employee was terminated for cause, their entitlement to end of service gratuity was lost. This was extremely onerous on employees, especially those who had worked for a single company for a number of years. Moreover, it should be noted that termination for cause was not clearly defined under the former law. If we refer to the text of the former DIFC employment law, termination for cause was permitted in circumstances where the conduct of one party warrants termination and where a reasonable employer or employee would have terminated the employment. In my opinion, this created a somewhat subjective test and allowed employers to take advantage of the reasonable test in order to terminate employees without paying them their end of service gratuity entitlements. Under the new DIFC employment law, however, while the definition for cause has not been amended or expanded upon, an employee now remains entitled to their end of service gratuity even if terminated for cause. This ensures that employers do not terminate employees for cause in order to avoid paying end of service gratuity. Moreover, in my opinion, this is also an acknowledgement by the DIFC that employees' long-term financial stability is important and should be protected. To this effect, as employees in the DIFC are not protected against arbitrary or constructive dismissal, this amendment to the termination for cause provisions will provide employees with some degree of comfort and security as their end of service gratuity entitlements are ring-fenced and cannot be withheld. Lastly, it is likely that this change has also been implemented in order to facilitate the transition towards a pension scheme structure, where companies will make monthly contributions to an external fund and will be unable to withhold such entitlements irrespective of the reason for terminating employees.
So in your opinion, how could the DIFC further amend the provisions concerning termination for cause in order to achieve a fair and clear position?
In my opinion, the language around termination for cause needs to be made more prescriptive. For example, the UAE Labour Law provides specific examples where termination for cause can be implemented by an employer, ensuring that there is no confusion as to when termination for cause arises. This will provide more clarity to both employees and employers. Moreover, what also needs to be addressed is employees' right to job security, and thus the introduction of arbitrary, unfair, and constructive dismissal. As the DIFC is working towards implementing international best practices in order to recruit top talent, the introduction of arbitrary, unfair, and constructive dismissal in the DIFC's employment law is fundamental and would be a groundbreaking initiative. Moreover, the introduction of arbitrary dismissal will better align the DIFC's employment regime with that of the UAE.
Thank you, Omar. If you would like to listen to any of our Out with the Old, In with the New podcasts, please visit the DWF Middle East LLP LinkedIn page or visit our website at www.dwf.law.